This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to tonight's shiur. Thank you for coming. The halacha shiur is entitled, Do Listerine Strips Need a Bracha? Do you know what Listerine strips are? Listerine, of course, is a mouthwash, but I have a show and tell. These are Listerine strips. They're little pocket packs where you open them up and they have these tiny little... I can pull them out. Oh my gosh, I can't take them out. Okay, a tiny little strip. It's been around for a while, but you put them on your tongue and they dissolve very quickly and they fill your mouth with a fresh, minty taste, and it's sort of mouthwash on the go. So you very conveniently keep it in your pocket and you just put it on your tongue and it's mouthwash. It gives you a fresh, minty taste. The question is, do you need to make a bracha on it? Well, how does halacha deal with that? And part of the discussion, we'll talk about chewing gum and these sort of things. Is it treated, these Listerine strips, are they treated as sort of mouthwash? No one makes a bracha on mouthwash. On the other hand, maybe it's treated as some sort of minty sweet candy or something, which would require a bracha. So how do we look at it? So if you take a look at the sheet, the first box, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. So the starting point is a Mishnah in Brachas. The Mishnah says in Brachas, Ketzad mevarchin al ha-peiros. What bracha do you make on fruit? Al peiros ho-ilon hu-eimeh beirei pri ho-eitz. Chutz m'nayayin. All fruit require beirei pri ho-eitz apart from wine. Shalayayin hu-eimeh beirei pri ha-govin. That gets a special bracha. Val peiros ha-oretz hu-eimeh beirei pri ha-doma. Chutz m'napas. Apart from bread, which of course comes from grain, which comes from the ground. Shalapas hu-eimeh ha-moitzi lechem m'na-oretz. Now, this is the first omelet in Ketzad Mevarchin, the first daf of the sixth chapter of Brachas. Now, what's the connection to Parshas Kedoshim? We try and find a connection. There's some sheets over there if you want, just on the back table. We try and find a connection, of course, to the parasha, if possible. So the connection comes in the first omelet there of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Minohani mili, i.e., how do you know that you make a bracha on eating food? Says the Gemara, the Tan Rabbanan, and this is a Havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara does not conclude as follows, but the Gemara quotes a pasuk from this week's Seder, from Parshas Kedoshim, because the Gemara says Kodesh Hilulim Lashem, Kodesh, that the Neter Revoi, the fourth year produce, is holy, Hilulim Lashem, for praises before Hashem, Melamed Shetu'unin Bracha Lifnehem V'Lacharehem, suggests the Gemara that teaches us that you need to make a bracha before you eat something and after you eat something. Mikan omer Rabbi Akiva, from here Rabbi Akiva learned, Osla adam sheyitim klum kodim sheyivarech, a person should not taste anything before he makes a bracha, etc. And then the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says it's not true, v'hai l'kodim sheyilulim l'hachiyud also, it's needed for something else. And therefore the Gemara concludes, svarahu, that osla adam sheyehena min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It's just a svarah that you cannot benefit from this world without making a bracha first. Okay, but either way, it's a havamina. It's a suggested answer based on this week's parasha, so that's a good enough segue to discuss this topic. Now, brachas on flavors, not on food themselves. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Brachas in Siman Reish Beis Siv Tesvav in box number 2, ala sukkah, mevarech shahakol. If you were to eat sugar, you make a shahakol. V'chein hamoitzeit kinim mesukos shahakol. And so too, if you were to suck sort of a sugar cane, the sticks, the branches, which has a sweet inside, then you would make shahakol. Says the Mishnah Berurah, gam kein mitam hanal toha hakona ba'atzma hu eitz ba'alma. Even though the wood is, of course, just wood, is just it's not a fruit. V'ief shela eichlan, you can't eat it. Ela sheyesh b'masikus, but it has a certain sweetness. V'mkein le'odiv hamoitzis samasikus me'o eitz me'elu sochet esazeh hazois v'shosu. And therefore it makes no difference whether you actually suck the branch and you can sort of extract some of the flavor, or you somehow extract it and drink it in a normal way. It doesn't make a difference, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'chosav ha'b'chaya odom, continues the Mishnah Berurah, duhu adin ha'loyes shores shekurin licorice. If someone chews a root which is called licorice, we are very familiar with it. Gam kein ein mevarech el shahakol. Again, you only make a brach of shahakol. The gam hu hoitz ba'alma. Even though it is wood, el sheyesh bo tam mosuk, it has a sweetish taste. and therefore you make a bracha on it. Now, so that's the background. So you see that there is a concept of making brachas on flavors, on, you know, even if you're sucking a sugar cane, which is really eitz ba'alma, it's just a piece of wood, there is a concept of making a bracha on it. Now, let's start with chewing gum. The Yabia Omer B'Vad Yosef has a tshuva in Chelek Zayin Erechaim Simen Lamed Gimel, which is addressed to none other than his son, the current chief rabbi of Israel, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, who's a tremendous Talmud Chacham as well, who's a prolific author. And he asked his father, Bavadi, the great Bavadi Yosef, what bracha, if any, do you make on chewing gum? So take a look. It's a very interesting response. Again, I've just taken the key points from it. But if you look at paragraph 3, L'chvoid b'ni ha'yikar, rav ha'po'alim l'terav l'tu'udo, itzikichemdo, his wonderful adjective appellations to his son, my precious son, very industrious, an eitzek lichem, the storehouse of all treasured things, i.e. he knows a lot of Torah. Dover tzedek umagid meisharim, he speaks righteousness and speaks upright. Harav hagon Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef shlita rosh kol chazon avadia. So I don't have the date of this tshuva. It's obviously, you know, going back some time when he was rosh kol of chazon avadia. Maybe he still is, you know, in addition to being the chief rabbi of Israel, which has been now for 10 years. But either way, this is a tshuva addressed to his son. Achrei teres achayim v'asholem, it's a bedova hashele b'inyan gumi le'iso. Yeah, you've asked me a question regarding chewing gum, in brackets, mastic, right? That's what it's known in Ivrit. You go to Israel, you ask for some mastic, that's chewing gum. Sheyesh b'tam amasikus b'tchilas li'isoso. It's very sweet, he's sort of describing what chewing gum is, right, for the unacquainted reader. Chewing gum is something which you chew, and it has a sweet flavor in the beginning. Ha'im tzorech levarech alof shahakol. Do you need to make a bracha of shahakol? Or shema ein ton bracha klal, or perhaps it doesn't require a bracha at all. Hine hadov bar be'inai shetzorech levarech al ha'ano mitzatam ha'masikah shabai. Seems clear to me, says Rabbi Avad Yosef, that you need to make a bracha on chewing gum because of the sweet flavor that it has. Va'af ha'pi she'ik matrosu hi'al al-isa, even though you're only chewing it, kadei la'amel v'lechazik is ha'shinayim, that's interesting, you're doing it so it can strengthen your jaws and your teeth. I mean, I wonder if most kids know about that, if that's the reason why they chew gum. The es shrir hachanichim, it sort of strengthens the gums. V'hamasika ein ele tveil lakach, and the flavor, the sweet flavor, is secondary to that. I would imagine that most people who chew gum, it would be the other way around. They do it for the flavor, and if any dental benefits, then that's very secondary. Either way, mikol mokum kiven shu ne'anem in amasika shabai. Since, however, says Rav Avadia, he gets benefit from the flavor, the sweet flavor. Okay, now, then he says in the next paragraph, I came across a tshuva of another great Sephardi posuk, B'shal tshuvas Yaskil Avdi. He was asked the same question. And he answered, and there are poskim who say that you do not require a bracha, you don't need a bracha on chewing gum. And he says, Rabbi Avadia, I saw the tshuva of the great Svadi posuk Rav Avadia Hodaya and Yaskil Avdi, Veheshiv Shenir Eloi, he thought, Shemekiven She'ein Ha'no Magia Legorim, since the benefit doesn't actually go to your throat, Ein Levorech Olov Kiven Shurak Tam Sikus Ba'alma. He said that you don't need to make a bracha because at the end of the day, you're not eating the food. It's just a benefit which doesn't even get, it's just sort of Masikus Ba'alma, doesn't get to the throat even. Ve'ena nichnas legar, and you don't ingest it in any way. Ve'chein mashmi mashikos b'shulchan arach ba'ichu v'sheisa l'rfuo, shim tamim toiva acheich nene v'hem tzorech levarich, alma d'boine shagia hene le'ano l'cheich. He says, I'll prove it to you. Because even when it comes to medical eating, you're eating foods for rfuo, or drinking for rfuo, you only benefit if you sort of get the benefit of that item. It's sweet to the palate and to the throat. But here, the chewing gum doesn't go as far down. You're not ingesting it. Alma, therefore, he concludes, it's got to get some sort of benefit to the throat and it needs to be ingested somewhat. Masha'en came benidin didon, as opposed to chewing gum, which doesn't get that far. It just stays in the front of the mouth. Sha'achush ye'ed shelemagiyem en amastik shum dover lecheich, it doesn't go that far down. Rak tam lechud lepeh, it just fills your mouth with that flavor. V'avikatoyim ba'alma she'en mevorech, ad kan teichin dvorov. That's really what the Yaskil Avdi says. Now, back to Rabbi Avadia Yosef. Now, that's an interesting abbreviation. That stands for V'mechilas Kavod Teirasoi. And with respect to his Torah knowledge, I disagree. He's not correct. You can't compare the two to someone who just tastes something and doesn't make a bracha. You know, you want to taste the chicken soup. We discussed this some weeks ago. So you just put it on your tongue with no intention to swallow it, just to see if it's spicy enough, if it tastes good. You are chewing gum in order to benefit from the flavor you've chosen. And that which he says, the benefit doesn't go to the cheich, sort of down to the palate and to the throat. Ain't a movement, I don't understand that. Certainly at the beginning, at least when you chew and the flavor is still strong, you get that benefit. And that saliva and that juice actually does go to your stomach. Even though there's no mamoshes, there's no substance that you're ingesting, nevertheless, even if it's a small amount of flavored saliva that goes down to your stomach, then that requires a bracha. So, with regard to chewing gum, Rabbi Avadya Yosef and many other poskim say that you do make a bracha. Of course, we're talking about a bracha rishona, just a shehakol. There's no bracha achrona because what you're eating is a kolshu, is a tiny amount, and it doesn't have a shear for bracha achrona. But I would say that, you know, there, although it's a machlokus about it, clearly the Yaskel Avdi disagrees, but I think the mainstream view is that you do make a shehakol on chewing gum. However, that is not necessarily the case with Listerine strips. That's what we started with again. See, these Listerine strips are these tiny little sort of strips. They're very, very thin. You put them on your tongue, they melt after 20 seconds or so, and they will fill your mouth with this fresh, minty taste. I think they come in other flavors, I'm not sure. And maybe we'll talk about other aspects of it, about having them on a tarnis and things like that. Maybe we'll talk about that another time. But the question here is, do they require a bracha? Is it considered like mouthwash, which of course doesn't require bracha? Or is it more similar to chewing gum, where you get the benefit of a pleasant taste, than maybe you do? So what's the story? So I came across a tshuva of someone called the Minchas Shmuel. The Minchas Shmuel is a relative, sort of a contemporary posek. His name is Rav Shmuel Pinchasi. He was a dayan. He lives in Yerushalayim. He's the Rav, I think, of the Machane Yehuda area, and a dayan on a Beis Din, a Rosh Beis Din. And he's got Sfarim, he's got Shalas and Shuvas, and he was asked exactly this question. So let's quickly, in the time that we have, just go through what he says and pick out the main points. There are 5 points that he comes up with to explain why these Listerine strips do not require a bracha. Now, there is a machlokus about it. I have seen that there are some poskim who say that they do. But again, I think the mainstream view with regard to Listerine strips is that they do not require a bracha. So let's take a look. Minchas Shmuel, this is on the top of a second page, paragraph 4. Nishalti miyedidi ha'avrech k'midroshe or yohel neire yotzis v'yifrach nizre harav David Shalavi. Right, it's a very beautiful praise of the questioner, of the shoyel. An avrech, someone in the kollel, I guess. Oidos mitzra chadoshim eirocha ikbo hanikr b'shem oral care strips. Right, which is our Listerine strips. For hudoyme kamin pisas nylon, it's like a thin piece of paper. She kupa manichim al haloshen, you sort of put it on the tongue. Och shebab magim hanoizel, shebepeh hu namas miyad, it sort of melts very quickly. Och mashe reach toiv bepeh, it leaves a pleasant flavor in the mouth. Vasuyim betamim shonim, there you go, it comes in different flavors. Haim yesh levorich al mitzruch zed. You have to make a bracha on these Listerine strips. So, 5 points. Number one. Generally speaking, when you make a bracha on something which you're doing for medication, you do not make a bracha. So you take a Panadol. You don't make a bracha on that. If there is benefit, for example, you want to have a hot cup of tea, or you want to have a pleasant tasting throat lozenge, then you can make a bracha. But generally speaking, you don't make a bracha when you eat for refuah. But when you do get benefits, you do make a bracha. But that's only if it's actually food. So for example, you want to have a whiskey because you've got a sore throat, or you want to have a bowl of chicken soup or a hot tea, or whatever it is. Then, because you get benefits, even though maybe your primary purpose of taking it is for medical reasons, but still, because you get benefit, you make a bracha, but that's only because it is a food. Listerine strips are not food, and therefore that's number one why you do not make a bracha. And then another reason is, there is a yesh oimrim that when it comes to just tasting something, you actually potter from making a bracha. Now that is based on the Shulchan Aruch, which we once discussed fairly recently actually. And I've got it there in the next box. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Yud Sif Beis, Hatoemes Hatavshil, if you just taste the food, Einoit Tzarech Levarech Adravias, if it's less than Ravias, which is, you know, small amounts of drink, you do not need to make a bracha. V'afilu hubayla, even according to the first opinion of the Mechaba, even if you swallow it. V'yeshoimrim, shim hubayla, if you swallow it, ta'on bracha, it does require a bracha. V'loi potres atoim ele kashechoizu apoylet, v'oz afilu alharbe in a tzorech bracha. And others say that if you swallow something, it does need a bracha. And says the Ramah, the sofik brachas lahakel. And therefore, the Mechaba gives two opinions, that you don't need a bracha, even if you swallow it, for Yei Shomrim, that if you swallow it, you do need the bracha. And the remark concludes, Sofik brachas lahakel. And therefore, that is the second reason, since you're not swallowing it anything, the consensus will be, potter. Number two. Number three, Gimel. This is on the final box. Musupkeni ma'oid im b'matzrich didon b'le'ez ma'moshes hadovo. In third of all, he says, there's no substance to this thing. You're not swallowing anything of substance. U'bedidi adina uvda. And I tried it. Nothing remains of this thing, it dissolves. So there's no mamoshes, there's no substance to what's there. Nispak, it just dissolves onto the tongue, or the and onto the palate. It's just that when it dissolves, it creates the bit of saliva, and that's all. But the actual item itself, this nylon strip, this listerine strip, there's no moisture to it. You're swallowing your own spit. And that's how you get the flavor. So there's no mamoshes to it. I should add, just by the way, for honesty's sake, that the Minchas Shmuel is of the opinion that you don't make a bracha on chewing gum. Right? So you can see that that's the way he's thinking. But even though I said a Ravajan, and most posts can say that you do make a bracha on chewing gum, either way, I think there's a distinction between listerine strips and chewing gum. Paragraph 4, V'oid, Pshita de l'isa b'chai gavna l'fi asoim she'in l'hanoz gorin, that certainly for those who say that there's no benefit of the throat, V'loi havi amanas le'echol, l'kula amalecha shivikoechol, ha'il v'ein ze hanas gorinoi. This is not really the benefit of the throat. You're not eating here. It's not like hot drink or soup or something like that. So there's no real benefit to the throat. And lastly, uvenoisef lomar yesh lomar hoil v'chol matras zeh in laharchik reach ra. The real objective of you taking a listerine strip is to dispel a bad flavor. Kasheboim b'magim avnoshim. When you're meeting people the whole time, you want to have a fresh breath. You know, just over Pesach just now. I don't know if you saw it in one of the magazines, Mishpacha, I think. They had an interview, a whole piece on Rav Dov Kook, who's a Mekubal in Tveria. He's the son of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, who in turn is the son of Rav Eliashiv. So Rav Kook married Rav Eliashiv's granddaughter. And he's a Mekubal, a very holy man who lives in Tveria. And one of the interesting things in the article is that in the washroom of his Beis HaMedrash or whatever it is, there are lots of bottles of mouthwash. And he is of the opinion that it's a very important thing before you daven to make sure your breath is fresh. It's just it's a preparation for tefillah. Interesting. So anyway, this just reminds me of it. So a person takes these strips just to, because if you're socially engaging with other people, you want to have fresh breath. You can be pleasant to talk to other people. If you're just removing a bad odor, then you don't make a brach on that. How do I know? Shekein huva b'shulchan aruch v'zeh l'shayna v'chein ein mevarchan abasom shabbes ha'kisei. Normally on nice smelling substances you make a bracha. For example, Motzei Shabbos we make berim b'nei besomim. Or whenever you smell besomim you make a bracha. But if you have besomim in the bathroom which are there just to remove a bad odor, a bad smell, v'al shemen ha'osu l'havi zuhama or whatever, kosa mishnah berurah, v'afilu shem l'afarsim edu chashiva kimin shel lebo l'havi zuhama ein mevarch. You don't make a bracha on that. On a smell which is there just to take away a bad smell.
Hachanami
And therefore the purpose of these listerine strips are sort of just to take away a bad smelling breath, and therefore you wouldn't make a bracha on it. And therefore Al-Kaini concludes, Nirish Mikol Hanitami, for the above five reasons, Ein Levarech Al Pi HaMoitzik HaLoz, you don't make a bracha on these listerine strips, etc. So, Lemaskona, what is the story? I would suggest, again, there's a machlokus about chewing gum and about listerine strips, but I think it's true to say that the consensus is when it comes to chewing gum, you do make a bracha rishon, you make a shahakol, no bracha achrona, of course, but when it comes to listerine strips, although there are very choshev poskim who say you do, the consensus seems to be that you do not make bracha, a bracha on these listerine strips.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.